This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For as long as transportation in this country is stuck using fossil fuels, which is to say the foreseeable future, we are all going to be stuck looking for gas, which at some point is going to get problematical because the number of gas stations in this country has been dwindling for years. WNYC's Dan Tucker has more now from the island of Manhattan.
If you've ever taken a long drive on the interstate, you've no doubt noticed a trend by the side of the road. Gas stations just keep getting bigger. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair says multi-pump operations have swallowed up the mom-and-pop shops and brought down the overall number of stations.
With so much consolidation having gone on, you know, it's now ExxonMobil, it's BP Amoco, it's ConocoPhillips, the smaller retailers really have nowhere to go.
This nationwide trend is largely driven by consolidation. But in New York City, the drop in the number of stations is all about cold, hard cash. That's because gas stations sit on land worth millions of dollars, $25 million in the case of one station sold last year. Developers are willing to pay so much because stations are on corner lots along major thoroughfares, something hard to come by in Manhattan.
So it's kind of like the gas station has a red flag on it saying, call me, I'm the next site.
That's Adelaide Polsinelli, a broker with the real estate investment firm Eastern Consolidated.
Maybe if we zoom in a little bit over
I sat
here,
down with her to look at a map of Manhattan stations. 10 years ago, there were more than 60. Today, just 39.
If you see where any of these exact locations are, do any of them seem like, oh, wow, if that's not being developed, it really
100%.
Should be?
24th Street right here that we're looking at here on 24th and 10th Avenue is a natural.
Only 11 stations occupy what you might call prime Manhattan real estate, below 59th Street. Seven of those are close to development projects on the west side, meaning they're probably not long for this world.
You see everything that was once industrial, auto body shops, garages, gas stations, all along the west side highway. You look today versus what you had there 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even a year ago, and now they're all holes in the ground with cranes in them.
All this is bad news for drivers like Dawn Cole, who lives in Harlem and drives to work near Wall Street, where there's no gas in sight.
In the financial district, Wall Street area, you can forget about it. You would need to cross the Brooklyn Bridge to find a gas station actually at that point.
For the last few months, she hasn't been able to get gas near her home either because the local BP shut down to make way for a residential tower. She'd been filling up there for 19 years.
Right now we're leaving from 111th Street and...
Now she has to battle traffic and drive several miles before pulling out her credit card.
So you're entering your Manhattan zip code?
In a Bronx gas station.
Cole fills up once a week, but for cabbies who fill up once a day, disappearing stations mean disappearing profits. Cabbies can lose $40 to $60 waiting in the lines that form just before a shift change. And they run the risk of late fees if they don't return their cars to the depot on time. Driver Mahmoud Zafar says that hurts passengers and his bottom line.
If I don't have to waste time in being in the line, I could work another hour. People could get extra ride. I could have extra money in the pocket, at least as much as I spend to fill up my gas tank.
Station manager Vasilios Hondro says business is great. He operates one of the few stations left below 96th Street. But that may not last forever.
You know, if somebody came and offered me like, you know, $5 to $10 million for this property, be like, for this business, I'd be like, hey, there's the key, buddy. Have a good day. You know what I mean?
With millions on the line, can you blame him? In New York, I'm Dan Tucker for Marketplace.